Dr. Baker, can you talk a little bit about some of the campaign finance laws in place here in Florida?
The campaign contribution laws in Florida and actually across the country usually are concerning two issues. One is the amount of money people are allowed and corporations are allowed to contribute to candidates. And the other is the transparency, the idea that those who make a contribution should have that be available as public knowledge. So the voters can decide whether or not anything like a quid pro quo existed, that is, a commitment of a candidate to vote a particular way if a contribution is made to his or her campaign.
How would you say the school board elections compare to other local elections? What makes them unique?
Well, they're relatively small scale with regard to campaign contributions. So even small campaign contributions can have a big impact on a particular rate. There's a big disparity between the amount of money raised, but it is relatively consistent with previous years. And also the candidates who are more well known wouldn't have to spend as much, wouldn't have to raise as much, although they tend to have an easier access to money. But usually candidates that start early, then try to establish a baseline. And oftentimes it's designed to intimidate others from coming in. You notice that there could have been a race in School Board 6, although only one candidate actually filed for that race. And she was the incumbent and chair of the school board. And so being the chair of the board and well-known, and then raising that money, in effect, made a lot of other potential candidates take a second hard look and decide not to run.
Now, you've been following the election process here for decades now, and I'm sure over the years you've heard some of the concerns voiced over contributions and the potential conflict of interest that they might create. Do you think there are some real causes for concern, and if so, what are they?
Candidates will have preferences to begin with, and presumably interest groups will funnel their money towards the candidates they think are most likely to support them. The real problem would exist if there were a recognized relationship, you know, whereby the person as a candidate made a commitment to vote a particular way as a condition of getting funding. That would be difficult to prove. You'd almost have to have there be evidence that this was done correctly. But that still leaves open the possibility that there could be sort of an informal relationship whereby nobody ever specified that a promise would be made of voting a particular way. I don't think there's any real way to resolve it. I think the important issue is to be aware of it. And the very fact that it would be public information will make the candidates and the eventual winners of the elections to be very careful about that. And it will have that constraining influence on their behavior.